it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Anybody want me to change the subject? I guess I could do that, but you're going to have to come through with a suggestion. And good luck with that. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning, I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. A's 5, Pirates 1. This was last night in Oakland, and I don't have anything for you, okay? Ke'Bryan Hayes had a soft single in the first inning. O'Neill Cruz had a three-bouncer up the middle. And in the 7 innings in between, there was absolutely nothing. And Andy Haynes is still employed. And I got to tell you something. I'm actually past the point of looking at Haynes. It's not Haynes' fault, A, that he was hired, and B, that he's been retained. And see that there's apparently nothing that he or this offense can do that can put him into any kind of jeopardy. Nothing. Nothing. And what are you supposed to do with that? If you, I'm talking to you now, if you are someone who follows this team or has followed it with a passion, and you put your emotion on the line with every game, that's not something that I take lightly as somebody who's in this business. I realize how important that is. It's not life and death. It's not war and disease. But for you, in that moment, it's important. You're invested in it. And you watch this crap. And you stay up and watch this crap, even on the West Coast. The 9:40 p.m. Eastern time start. Or later, as has been the case over the past week. And you see these at-bats that are just these half-assed, like, half-hearted, half-swing, looking at called third strikes right down the bleeping pipe. Jack Suwinski with guys on the base paths, zip right past him. What are you waiting for, Jack? What's anybody waiting for? What's management waiting for? What do they think? Just look at it from this perspective. What do they think is about to change when this hitting coach has been in place for 2+ years? This hitting philosophy has been in place since Ben Cherington got here. And please, please, please spare me this notion that there's no point in firing the hitting coach because the philosophy would still be there. There might be. There might be. Because at least you would, to borrow from the financial terminology, you'd find your bottom. You'd hit the pavement down there in your basement. And you'd say, okay, what do we got to do to start getting out of this? Bring in another voice. Bring in another mind. Bring in another set of eyes and expertise. To say, you know what, hey, I'm looking at this video of you guys, and I can tell you right now that this is going wrong, that's going wrong, what would be the harm in that? Hurting Haynes' feelings in his third failed year after 3 failed years in Milwaukee? That's what everybody's worried about? A lack of perceived loyalty? How about a concern that now the next shoe that drops will either be for the manager, Derek Shelton, or even for the general manager, Ben Cherington? But to worry about Haynes, who cares? All due respect here, I'm not one of those people that, like, you know, goes, you know, running through the streets with party poppers over somebody losing their job. But that's the nature of sports, and especially big league professional sports. You don't perform, you're gone. And you're not gone at the end of the season when it's convenient and nice for you. You're gone when there's the best possible chance that you being gone can make the most difference for your team winning games. But then, that's really the scab that always ends up getting picked with this franchise, isn't it? Do they really ever prioritize winning the games right in front of them? Do they ever prioritize saying, wow, this has been going on way too long? The patterns have been in place for too long. The same underlying metrics beneath them only having two singles over nine innings have been in place too long. I'm going to say this once more because it drives me nuts to hear otherwise. It's not about the clutchiness. It's not about the people that they leave on base. It's about how few people get on base. Go look up the numbers. Don't pay attention to whatever propaganda might be getting put forth on the broadcasts. Look at the numbers yourself. Look at the statistics, not even the fancy stuff. Look at the basic stuff. Look where they are in on-base percentage. Look where they are in slugging percentage. Look where they are in strikeouts and strikeouts looking. Look where they are in average exit velocity. I'll save you the trouble. Dead last. So for every time you hear somebody crow about, you know, O'Neill Cruz really smoked that single at 109 miles an hour, remember, that's the outlier. That's the unicorn. Nobody hits the baseball more softly than the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's true when they win. That's true when they lose. That's true whether they score runs or not. The underlying part is the part they don't want to talk about and they don't want you to talk about, because that's what leaves the figurative emperor with no clothes. They have nowhere to run or hide from that. Just like they have nowhere to run or hide from the repeated questions, who have they made better? Who have they developed into a hitter? You can't say Brian Reynolds. He was developed first and foremost in the San Francisco system, and then he had 2 years under this front office's predecessors to become a ball player. Can't say Hayes. We all know who developed Hayes, and he got fired over it. Can't say Cruz, because Cruz hasn't come close to maturing into anything consistently. With all due respect to the nature and seriousness of his injury, he's still nowhere near what he should be commensurate to his raw tools. But the priority that's in place from the people over Haynes' head is not getting rid of Haynes because of not getting rid of Haynes. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from my man Mikey, who says, DK, or Ben Cherington, Travis Williams, Derek Shelton, or Andy Haynes on the hot seat if this season continues like it is? They can't all come back for a sixth season, can they? Well, yeah, of course they can. They came back for a fifth and they hadn't done anything through the first four. But part of the way in which they came back was by apparently convincing the one person who needs to be convinced within the structure, that being Bob Nutting, of course, that the fifth season was going to be one in which they contended, in which they did some good things, took the big step, became winners, however it is that winners might be defined within 115 Federal. And that's not this. That's not this. And one of the things that blows me away about this incredibly myopic approach that some coaches and some teams take toward who they employ, especially when it comes to positional instruction, is that they'll go down with that boat. They will go down. They'll hold their noses and sit at the end, but they will go down with that boat. And that's what you're seeing here. They're going to defend this guy till kingdom come. And if they end up losing their jobs over it, oh, okay, well, whatever. We were good baseball people or whatever, you know? I don't even know what to say about this subject anymore. I really don't. Because so much of it makes so little sense. This specific hitting coach, who is not, by the way, responsible for everybody's hitting failures and is not responsible for all of the Pirates' losses or anything ridiculous like that. But he has one job to do, and he doesn't do it. And therefore, he stands out in this sense as the key place where there is just zero accountability to be had. And accountability, people think of that as like getting some sort of measure of satisfaction or revenge. No, no, it just means he's not doing his job, so find somebody who can. And by the way, if you're Shelton or Charrington or whoever else that you mentioned there, you have a better chance of succeeding, theoretically, than if you happen to employ a hitting coach who has made nobody better for years. Now with two different teams, I can't stand this subject. Maybe they'll, I don't know, maybe they'll break out for a dozen runs tonight. They are playing the A's after all. Maybe that'll actually matter. I appreciate the question, Mikey. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.